We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower here on WGN. Nick DiGilio here, and we're here till 5 a.m. Pretty interesting story, very interesting story here about a gentleman who is in Australia who has been struggling with weight, his entire life, and decided that he's only going to eat potatoes for an entire year. He's calling it the Spud Fit Challenge. And we're checking in with him. And you can check out his website, which is www.spudfit.com. And it's been 90 days since he started the potato diet, and he's lost over 55 pounds. His name is Andrew Taylor, and we wanted to get him on here. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about how you decided to do this. Now, this is a real struggle that you've had, Andrew, correct, over the years?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I have struggled with my weight for as long as I can remember. And late last year, I had a realization that perhaps I wasn't getting to the root of the problem. And I thought probably the root of the problem was that I had a food addiction. So I thought about addictions in general and how if you're a drug or an alcohol addict, then the best thing you can do is to quit cold turkey and never touch those things again. And unfortunately, you can't do that with food, obviously. So I thought perhaps I could quit all but one food. So then I did a lot of research to find out if there was any food that would be healthy enough to cover all my nutrition needs. And I found that I could do it with a potato. So here we are.
Now, what other diets have you tried, Andrew? And I'm assuming that you've tried other diets before. You said, well, I'm just going to eat potatoes.
Oh, yeah. All the standard ones. If you name it, I've tried it. There's nothing... Yeah, and they all work for a certain amount of time, but yeah, I lost weight every time I tried a diet. But in the end, like I said, I don't think I was just treating a symptom, which was overweightness, and rather than treating the cause of the problem, which, as far as I can tell, is an eating addiction.
Now, let me ask you: what you only eat potatoes, but what kinds of potatoes do you vary the potatoes, and what kind of dishes do you eat?
Yeah, I eat any kind of potatoes, including sweet potatoes, and I really keep it pretty boring, and that's on purpose because I want to have a year of really not thinking about food too much and really not using food as a way to get emotional comfort and support and that sort of thing. So I keep it pretty boring, and it's mostly either mashed potatoes or boiled potatoes or baked potatoes. And I do the odd experiment with something a little bit more interesting than that, but mostly it's just one of those three.
Now, like when you're making mashed potatoes, do you use milk? Do you use butter and all that stuff?
I use a little bit of plant-based milk, just a small amount, just to make it mashable. So like soy milk or almond milk or rice milk or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I put a little bit of garlic powder and onion powder in it too.
And so how has it been going? I mean, have you gotten sick of potatoes yet? Have you been doing this now for about 3 months?
Yeah, it's actually today is the 31st of March here. Is it the same there?
It's it's the 30th here right now. So
okay, so yeah. Anyway, today is the last day of the third month for me. So yeah, the biggest surprise of all, I tell you, is that I'm not sick of potatoes. That is totally mind-boggling to me. I thought it would be like, I'd be able to do it for 2 weeks, and then after that, it would be like a huge battle of mental toughness to get through the year. But really, I've quite enjoyed it, much to my surprise.
Now, do you have specific rules? How often do you eat? How many meals? Is there are there guidelines that you set yourself up for?
Yeah, my guidelines are that I just eat potatoes, so a combination of any kinds of potatoes, including sweet potatoes. I can use a little bit of plant-based milk for mashing, like I said.
Right.
I don't use any oil in cooking. And I just use a minimal amount of herbs, spices, and sauces like ketchup or barbecue sauce or chili sauce, mm-hmm. but only a small amount of those things just to give it a little bit of flavor so I don't go totally insane. And as far as my eating patterns go, I just eat as much as I feel like eating whenever I feel like eating it. So, yeah, it's not really like a set number of meals or a set amount for each meal. It's just as much as I feel like whenever I feel like it.
Are you exercising?
For the first month, I didn't do any exercise at all, and I still lost 10 kilos in that month. So what's that, 22 pounds or something like that in the first month with no exercise? And I've started exercising since then. So the last 2 months I've been doing yeah, I've been trying to go riding every day, and I've continued to lose weight, but I don't think that's made a difference in the weight loss. I think it's just all about what I'm eating.
And what about, do you take vitamins? Do you take any supplements of any kind?
I take a vitamin B12 supplement, and that's all. I don't supplement anything else.
And so you get enough of the nutrients that you need just by eating potatoes?
Yeah, potatoes are amazing. They've got all the protein I need. They've got all the everyone knows they've got all the carbohydrates you need, but they've also got a small amount of fat, which is all I need. And yeah, all of the vitamins, minerals, and fiber, and they've got everything. And I had blood tests when I first started, and in 2 days' time, I've got more blood tests coming up. So I'll be able to answer questions better after I've had the blood test. But, yeah, according to my research, I should be getting everything I need. And I feel fantastic, and everything's going well. So I can't see that I'd have any sort of deficiency. But, yeah, we'll find out.
And you've lost over 55 pounds at this point.
Yeah, 57 at last count. And I weigh myself on Fridays. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. I assume I will have lost more. But
Do you have a goal as to how much weight you wanted to lose?
No, I assumed that I would lose weight, but I didn't have a goal weight. I just wanted to, like I said, get over the food addiction troubles, and my thought was that if I could get over or overcome my food addiction, then the weight loss would take care of itself. So, like I said, treating the cause of the problem would result in weight loss just as well as treating the symptoms would. So, no, I don't have a goal, but I have lost a lot more weight than I thought I would. Well, I've lost it a lot faster than I thought I would anyway.
And your plan is to do this for 9 more months?
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm happy to, as long as everything stays healthy, which I expect it to, as long as I don't have any problems, then, I'll just keep going till the end of the year and then see what happens.
And are you documenting everything that's happening? Are you blogging? Are you taking video and pictures and stuff and people can see that on your website?
Yeah, I've got a YouTube channel, which is also called SpudFit. And so that's the main thing at the moment. I'm also working full-time, so it's pretty hard to keep a website updated and Facebook and all that. But, so SpudFit on YouTube is the best place if anyone wants to keep track of what I'm doing. And I put videos up there a few times a week.
Okay. And so that's your YouTube channel, but you can also get a link to that at spudfit.com. SPUDFIT, spudfit.com. And we have a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow.
Right.
Now, in terms of drinking, I understand that you only drink water and you have an occasional beer.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I started off the year, my aim was to also not have any alcohol for the year, but after a couple of weeks, I started to think maybe I should just focus on one thing at a time. So
yeah.
I decided just to focus on the food side of things, and maybe I'll worry about alcohol another time, but I don't drink that much alcohol anyway. It's maybe once or twice a week I have a couple of beers, and that's it.
Okay. Now, you have a wife.
Yeah. I do have a wife.
All right. Now, how does she feel about this? How does she feel about this?
She's good. She's enjoying the whole thing as well. She's obviously not doing it. She's not as crazy as I am, but she likes it. She's happy with it. Yeah.
And now, does she eat food in front of you? And is that tempting for you? Because I've recently given up alcohol, and it'll be 10 months in April that I've.
Oh wow, that's fantastic.
Well, yeah, but it's affected me in a way where I am tempted a lot, and I've changed my social life completely in the past 10 months.
Yeah.
Completely, because I don't trust myself. Now, if your wife is eating like a steak or something in front of you, do you just go, honey, take it someplace else? Because I feel a little uncomfortable if I'm in a room full of people who are drinking.
No, I honestly don't get tempted at the moment, but I think that sort of problem that you're describing is going to come maybe next year when I go back to trying to eat a more normal diet and trying to just choose a wide variety of healthy foods rather than and not having junk foods and things like that. But at the moment, like, it's so clearly defined what I have to do that I don't really have a temptation to eat anything else.
Wow.
It's hard to explain, but I don't have that temptation, but I think I anticipate that next year when I finish this challenge.
Yeah. No, that's true. It's interesting, Andrew, because, you know, I've talked to a lot of people who have had to give things up in terms of addiction, and everybody is different. You know, a lot of people, some people who've stopped drinking can actually go out to the bars that they used to hang out at and just, like, sit around and drink ginger ale or hang out. I'm not one of those people. I don't trust myself yet.
Yeah, I think if I was to give up alcohol, I would probably be similar to you in that way, that I would be very tempted to have alcohol. But, yeah, I can't really explain it, but I'm not tempted with food at the moment. Yeah.
Okay, and you feel really good after this so far.
I feel fantastic. Wow. I'm sleeping better. I had some old football injuries that were giving me trouble, and I don't have any joint pain anymore. I've just got abundant energy. I've got no complaints at all.
Okay.
It's been beyond anything I expected. It's really, really amazing.
It's really, really fascinating. Started the Spud Fit Challenge, and it's been 90 days since he started that. He's lost 57 pounds. You can check out spudfit.com, and you can also check it out on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. Last question, Andrew. Yeah. Have you seen the movie The Martian?
I've been asked about that lots of times, and I've been meaning to see it, but no, I haven't.
Okay.
I'd never actually heard of the movie until someone wrote to me online and said, "Did you get this idea from The Martian?" And
right.
I was like, "What's this movie? I don't know."
You need to see it.
This is happening at the same time that the movie came out.
Well, you need to see it, Andrew. Trust me on this, because he's stranded. I'm sure you know about it now, but Matt Damon is stranded on Mars. He tries to grow things, and the only thing that he can grow is potatoes. And so while he's stuck on Mars for a very, very long time, all he can eat is potatoes.
Yeah. So I imagine that's much harder for him since he's doing it against his will.
Right, exactly. All right.
Yes, it's on my to-do list.
Oh, yeah. You got to check it out. I'm sure you'll probably enjoy it in a much different way than anybody else. All right, Andrew, thank you, man. Fascinating stuff, and good luck to you. I hope it goes well for you and you continue to feel better and lose weight.
No worries. Thanks very much for having me on.
Okay, take care. Andrew Taylor, the Spud Fit Challenge. You can follow this guy on his YouTube channel. He's lost 57 pounds. He's eating nothing but potatoes and drinking some water, and he's having a couple of beers every once in a while. Spudfit.com.